Good morning. First of all, welcome to our annual Heritage Day, a day where we appreciate where we come from and where we're going, a day where we appreciate our heritage. As we say, we are a school where our heritage matters. But I would even say we are not just a school where our heritage matters, we are a nation where our heritage matters. And there's no greater opportunity, no greater holiday to really focus on and celebrate our heritage than that of Pesach, that of Passover. I'm going to give everybody a minute to settle down, find their seats. Today's theme for the day is Me'ayin Bata Ula'an Ata Holech. Where do you come from and where are you going? And if you think about the story of Pesach and the story of Passover, every single year we sit down at the Seder, generations together, to look back and to think about where are we coming from? We come from, originally we start off, we were in Mitzrayim. And we tell the story of the Jewish people. And we pass on from generation to generation, grandparents to children, to grandchildren, to great-grandchildren. We pass on generation to generation our heritage, the story and the power of the Jewish people. You know, we're now doing Sefer Vayikra, and there's a very interesting concept that when they had at the Mizbeach, they had this concept of the ashes at the end of the day. At the end of the day, there were always ashes that were left over from the that day's karbanot. So the job of the Kohen was to take those ashes and to actually clean up and take out the garbage. We all know how to take out the garbage. It's often the men's job in our house. Not that we're into jobs, but I have a lot of boys, so they always take out the garbage, and it's a very important job. And the Kohen had to take out the garbage. But one of the things that he had to be careful about was that actually he could not throw out the ashes from the day before. Because every single day, there's a mitzvah called Trumat HaDeshen, that every single day next to the Mizbeach, next to this, you know, where they brought the karbanot, they actually had to take a little bit from yesterday's ashes and put it on the side of the Mizbeach. It's a very interesting thing. Like, I just cleaned up. Why do I need to have garbage and ashes from yesterday here? Like, I like to start my day clean. And the message Rav Hirsch says, or Sham Shulman Fol Hirsch says, a very powerful message. The message is, as Jewish people, we need to know that we never start today new. As much as we have new, we are always reminded of what we've done yesterday. And as we proceed day after day, we have to know that there's a power to the transmission of our faith, of the connection from generation to generation. And we have to remember that as we start today, we have to remember that what we've done yesterday has tremendous power and tremendous impact. And today's day is designed to facilitate that conversation. The entire Seder is designed to facilitate those connections between the past and the today, and to have those connections and to make that so much richer. And there's so much to learn from and so much to do. I have a beautiful letter that I'd like to read to you from Rav Aaron Lapiansky that he wrote at the beginning of one of his Siddurim. Well, he didn't actually write at the Seder, but it is about going into one of the Siddurim. Rav Aaron Lapiansky was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Yeshiva Greater Washington. And he writes this beautiful letter to his children. My dear child, it is now a quiet moment late at night. After an exhausting day of Passover cleaning, you have sunk into the sweetest of sleeps. And I am sitting here with a pile of Haggadahs, or Haggadot, preparing for Seder night. Somehow the words never come out the way I want them to. And the Seder evening is always unpredictable. I don't know about you, but our Seder is also always unpredictable. Like you plan and you plan and you plan, and then there's a little kid who cries and something's not ready and somebody else is like got some. And there's actually, I think, an importance of coming into the Seder calm, knowing that whatever unfolds is part of the story. But so many thoughts and feelings are welling up in my mind, and I want to share them with you. These are the words that I mean to say at the Seder. When you will see me at the Seder dressed in a kittel, the same plain white garment worn on Yom Kippur, your first question will be, why are you dressed like this? Because it is Yom Kippur, a day of reckoning. You see, each one of us has a double role. First and foremost, we are human beings, creatures in the image of God. And on Yom Kippur, we are examined if we are indeed worthy of that title. But we are also components of Klal Yisrael, the Jewish people, links in a chain that started over 3,000 years ago, and we will make it to the finish line of the end of times. It is a relay race where a torch is passed from generation to generation through ages, and that is our charge. That's our job, to take it from the one before and pass it on to the one after. Tonight, we are being judged as to how well we are received, and we have received, our tradition, and how well we are passing it on now, 3,300 years since we have received that freedom in Egypt. If we imagine the average age of having a child to be about 25 years of age, there are four generations each century. That means there's a total of 132 people stretching from our forefathers in Egypt to us today. By the way, that's not a lot. 132 people. Like sometimes we think it's so far away. Think about the power of every single person in that chain. 132 people. 132 people had to pass on this heritage flawlessly with a devotion and single-mindedness that could not falter. Who were these 133 fathers of mine? So now Rav Lopiansky is looking back and saying, who were my parents, my grandparents, my great-grandparents? One had been in the Nazi death camps. One had been whipped unconscious by Cossacks. One had children stolen by the Tsar. One was the laughingstock of his enlightened brethren. One lived in a basement in Warsaw, with many days passing with no food in his mouth. The other ran a stupendous mansion in France. One had been burned at a stake for refusing to believe in the divinity of a flesh and blood, and one had been frozen to death in Siberia for continuing to believe in the divinity of the eternal God. One had been hounded by a mob for living in Europe rather than Palestine, and one had been blown up by Palestinians for not living in Europe. One had been a genius who could not enter medical school because he was not Christian, and one had been fed to the lions by the Romans. 132 fathers each had their own story, each with his own test of faith, and each one with overriding and burning desire that this legacy be passed unscathed to me. And one request of me. I have one request. That I pass this to you, my sweet child. What is this treasure that they have given their lives for? What is this precious packet that 132 generations have given up everything for? It is a great secret that man is capable of being a lot more than an intelligent primate, than an animal. That the truth of an almighty God does not depend on public approval. And no matter how many people jeer at you, make fun of you, truth never changes. That the quality of life is not measured by goods, but by the good. Say that again. Quality of life is not measured by goods. It's not measured by stuff. It's not measured by clothing. It's not measured by money. It is measured by being good. That one can be powerfully hungry and yet one can forgo eating if it is not kosher. That a penny that is not mine is not mine, no matter the temptation or the rationalization. I will not take what is not mine. That family bonding is a lot more than birthday parties. It is a commitment of loyalty that does not buckle in a moment of craving or lust, and so much more. This is our precious secret, and is our charge to live it and to become a shining display of this is what it means to live with God. 132 people have sat Seder night after night, year after year, and with every fiber of their heart and soul have made sure that this treasure would become mine and yours. Doubters have risen who are busy sifting the sands of the Sinai, trying to find some dried out bones as residues of my great-great-grandfather. They are looking in the wrong place. The residue is in the soul of every one of these 132 grandfathers whose entirety of life was wrapped up in the preservation of this memory and treasure. It is unthinkable that a message born with such fervor and intensity against such challenges and odds is the result of a vague legend or the fantasy of an idle mind. I am the 133rd person in this holy chain. At times, I doubt if I am passing it on well enough. I try hard, but it is hard not to quiver when you are on the vertical shoulders of 130 people, 132 people, begging you to not try to disappoint them by toppling everyone with you swaying in the wind. My dear child, may God grant us many long and happy years together. But one day in the distant future, I'll be dressed in a kittel again as they prepare me for my burial. Try to remember that this is the treasure that I have passed on to you. And it will be your turn. And you will be the 134th with the sacred duty to pass on our legacy to number 135. I could not have imagined a more beautiful way to summarize and to think about and to memorialize what it is that we do every single year at the Pesach Seder. We are passing on from generation to generation our beautiful heritage and our beautiful secret. And with that, I am excited to spend our last day that we have here today in school before Pesach vacation connecting generations, grandparents to granddaughters. And I would say to all of you granddaughters, girls, this is a message for each and every one of you. Treasure your grandmothers here. Use the opportunity. Talk to them. We have a day curated or a morning curated where you get to speak to them and ask them questions and think about the messages that they bring to the table and the values that they have. And they have so much to give to you. And every single message is a pearl. And appreciate every message and every word that they have. And with that, I hope that one day soon we will get to the true geula of Lashana Haba'a, Yerushalayim Habnuya, and we will all together rejoice in that opportunity.